A high-level consultation meeting between the Caribbean Development Bank and the senior officials of the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Sustainable Development has reinforced strategic alignment and implementation readiness for the final phase of the Building Resilience for Adaptation to Climate Change and Climate Variability in Agriculture in St. Lucia, the BRAGVAS project. Held at the Tissue Culture Facility, the meeting focused on reviewing project work plans, confirming priority outputs, and ensuring that the remaining activities are fully aligned with the project's intended outcomes, which are strengthening farmer livelihoods, improving climate resilience, and enhancing food security. The engagement also set the framework for intensified implementation as the project enters its final year. Acting Director of Agriculture Services, Kemuel Jabatiste, highlighted the importance of ensuring clarity, consistency, and timeliness as the project advances towards completion.
So we're looking at what is in that plan for this final quarter of the year, January through to March, and ensuring that it's consistent with the proposed outputs within the project document. We're also looking at the work plan for 2026-2027, that will be April to March next year, bearing in mind that there is a proposed end of date sometime next year, I think around June or thereabout. We're hoping that we might get an extension because there's a significant amount of project activities that are yet to be implemented.
Echoing the urgency for coordinated action is Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Sustainable Development, Dr. Randall Esnad, who emphasized the need for focused execution as the project transitions into a heavy delivery phase.
It is very important that we pull our efforts together when it comes to the implementation of the BRAGVAS project. We know of the challenges of the project in terms of implementation, and if it was ever critical, I think now is the time. Going into the final year of the project, and it's going to be heavy implementation.
The consultation also highlighted key project pillars, including capacity building for climate adaptation, rainwater harvesting, advanced production systems, and the development of agri-parks aimed at scaling production, improving standards, and creating diversified income opportunities for farmers. From the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Sustainable Development, Chevroy Marius.